Buffalo can hang on. This is going to be a good one.
The fans at Kansas Speedway know how to have a good time. And you are all invited. NASCAR weekend at Kansas Speedway, May 4th and 5th. Get your tickets now at kansasspeedway.com.
Welcome back. You're on the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Let's talk some college basketball. Kansas, huge game in the Big 12 race. We know there's the Sunflower Showdown looming on Monday, but a huge piece of work to do for the Jayhawks on Saturday. Texas Tech in Lubbock. Joining us here on our Sprint guest line is Norm Roberts, assistant coach for the Kansas Jayhawks. Coach Roberts, how are you?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Doing very good. And, you know, you guys are no stranger to pressure situations. And I know it's been 14 consecutive league titles in a row. And but these moments are always big. But I know for guys like you and Coach Self and the whole staff and anyone who plays for Kansas, this is what you come to Kansas for, right, is to play in big games like this.
It is. It is. And I think our guys are excited about it. We've had some really good days of practice. Been able to get some rest in, too, with our guys who have played a lot of minutes. And they know it's a huge week for us, be it starting on Saturday and then going into Monday. But, you know, we got to concentrate on one game at a time.
What's your experience about, you know, the double round robin, getting a team a second time and having done as well as you guys did the first time, 79-63? Is that one that you got to guard against your team feeling overconfident, or is that one that you like because you know how well you can play against them?
Well, I don't think we can be overconfident in any game. We understand that. And, you know, our team is not the same team that it was that played them that night. You know, obviously, Marcus Garrett did not play in that game. He was hurt. He had been playing as well as anybody on our team. And Legero Vick is not playing with us right now. So our team is different. And guys have different roles. And you know, they're going to guard us maybe a little bit different. So we got to prepare for that. And then we got to understand on that night, they didn't make some shots. They had some open looks, and they had some plays that they had normally made. And you know, when you go down to Lubbock, they're going to make those shots. They're going to make those plays because they'll feel much more comfortable in their own environment.
What is the status, Coach Self, of Marcus Garrett? Coach Self said it's not going to be 100%, but we're hoping like 85-90%. I know he's been testing it in practice. How does he look?
Yeah, I think he did well. You know, I wasn't here for practice yesterday. I was on the road, but I heard that he moved around pretty good and everything. It's just a matter of him being confident jumping off of it. Confident planting and getting through traffic, and that comes with experience being out there. You know, when you're injured like he did, a high ankle sprain like that, it's going to take some time, and he's just got to get to the point where he's not thinking about it, and he's just reacting and playing rather than thinking about it.
Coach, sometimes you can take a step back to take two steps forward when you get a guy back from injury. I know a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, we get this guy back, and now we're going to take off. And then the team kind of sputters because there is a chemistry and a rhythm that is vital to playing basketball at the highest level, getting the most out of your team. Marcus hasn't been out. You know, this isn't a guy who's been out, you know, 16, 18, 20 games. But is there a little bit of fear of how that chemistry and rhythm comes together with him coming back into the lineup?
I wouldn't say fear at all because Marcus is the type of guy that affects the game without making shots. So he affects the game with his energy. He affects his game with his ability to talk. He affects the game with his basketball IQ. He affects the game defensively, playmaking for others. So I think what it does is it gives us another playmaker out on the floor. It gives us, obviously, better perimeter defense, and we have guarded well of late, but it gives us even better perimeter defense. It also allows us to play small if we have to with a better ball handler on the floor. Not per se a better shooter, but a better ball handler and defender. So I think it shouldn't hurt our chemistry with the guys because nobody's got to change who they are or how they're playing. Marcus just adds to that with his intangibles.
Coach, you said no Vic this time, so that pretty much answers the question, but I just want to be sure, and I know he left for personal reasons, so I'm not at all prying about what's going on in his personal life, but there is no change in the status of Legero Vic. He won't play in this game, and we still do not know if or when he'll be back?
No, there's no change in the status
okay.
at all.
Okay. We're talking to Norm Roberts, the assistant coach for the Kansas Jayhawks, as they get ready to take on Texas Tech. Jarrett Culver, another kid that a lot of people say is going to be a lottery pick this year. What has made his game so good? I know he was kind of a great Robin maybe to a number of with the seniors as well that they had last year. He was a guy that played great and really burst on the scene as a freshman, but now he's the man. What makes his game so good, and why is he so tough to stop?
I think one is his length and athleticism. He's a big, big guard, big wing. He can score from inside and out. They'll post him. They'll isolate him on a wing. He's very good at getting downhill, driving it to the basket. So, you know, he can score an assortment of ways and get on the offensive glass. So he's a complete player from an offensive standpoint. And then defensively, he does a great job of getting the passing lanes too. So he is one of the best players in the league, and by far he's going to have a great career at the next level, I believe.
Texas Tech is known for their defense, Coach. Kansas is known for its defense, although I think you're maybe being rightfully or wrongfully being outshone. A lot of people talking about a couple other teams, Tech being one of them, about how great their defense is. Is that a chip you can put on the guy's shoulders to say, hey, this is the best defensive team, let's go out and get our title back?
Well, we talked about that the first time we played them, and they do an unbelievable job defensively. But, you know, we just talked to our guys about being as good as we can be and understanding what we have to do, playing according to scouting reports, second and third efforts. And, you know, we got young guys. It's all new for them and that stuff. But they're understanding now after going through really most of the season and understanding that if we don't defend, we're not going to be in the game. That's the bottom line. If we don't guard, we've got no chance to win. And we understand that because we're not one of those teams like we had last year who, maybe we didn't guard very well. Well, we'll come down three possessions and make three threes. And now we scored 9 points in a minute. And that's not the type of team we have this year. So we have to understand that we have to guard. We have to make people play ugly and don't let them allow them to be comfortable. And then we've got to execute on the offensive end.
Do you worry at all about a look ahead with K-State with the Sunflower Showdown on the other side? At the risk of being ridiculous, right? With such a big challenge of Texas Tech in front of you, but that's a game that I know here locally people are already looking at. Is there any worry about a look ahead here for the Jayhawks?
I don't believe so, not at all, because we know how good Tech is and the environment down there. It's going to be unbelievable. It'll be great. It'll be just like it was last year for game day. We're just trying to get our guys to understand, take in the environment, enjoy the environment, have fun with it, but understand that we've got to be more together than we've ever been all year and understanding next play. We can't worry about what just happened. We've got to get to the next play.
And, Coach, one from off the court, but will certainly be a part of the equation. You mentioned being on the road this week. The NBA came out yesterday and said changing the draft age from 19 to 18. That looks like where it's headed. It looks like that will happen. Is that good or bad in your mind for college basketball, or is it irrelevant? You just change what you do and how you approach it.
This is just my opinion. I'm not saying it's Kansas's opinion.
Sure.
Self's opinion. But my opinion is we should allow them to go out of high school. Why can tennis players go be a professional at the age of 13? Why can, a hockey player, whatever it may be, how can they go and just go play professionally and there's not a problem? Why is there a problem with basketball? And I can understand maybe a little bit when you talk about football from the physicality, size, but that's actually changing too. Now, but they should be able to go, and I think it alleviates a lot of situations. But if guys want to go play professional basketball, they should be allowed to go, and it's not going to affect college. We're still going to have great teams, and we're still going to have great atmospheres, and we're still going to have great college basketball. Kevin Garnett left, Kobe Bryant left, Amari Stoudemire left. The game did not stop being good because they left.
We're talking to Norm Roberts here, assistant coach of the Kansas Jayhawks. Coach, time for our Final Four, four quickies. It's brought to you by the Kansas City Orthopedic Institute, community's first and only hospital dedicated exclusively to orthopedics. With an ortho urgent care open 7 days a week, you can find out more at kcoi.com or 913-319-7633. Coach, I will start you with this. Will you watch the Oscars this Sunday?
I'll probably watch a recorded copy of it.
Recorded. Okay. All right. I'm going to take that as a yes, though. If you're gonna get a look at it. All right. Did you watch the Daytona 500?
No.
Okay. Did you watch the NBA All-Star Game?
Yes, for a period of time.
For a period of time. And finally, did you watch the Grammys?
Oh, yeah. I watched that recorded, too. So.
All right, so the award shows are a yes. You get to the sporting events when you can. That's good to know. Coach, thanks so much for your time, man. We always appreciate it. Best of luck in Lubbock, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks. Appreciate you guys.